This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers, my sisters in Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to lesson number 2 of our course, Al-Da' wa-Dawa', the disease and the cure. Inshallah ta'ala, before I delve into today's discussion, I just remembered my students. As I was preparing for the lesson, I remember back in the days during question and answer sessions, some of them will come and ask me the following: brother, isn't it better for us not to really know the answer of your questions so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't question us on the day of judgment? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala basically is not gonna ask the ignorant ones, or those who would say, oh, how I wish I didn't know the answer. Now I need to practice what you just mentioned, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold me accountable for what I knew. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, if you are in that category of my students, then please listen carefully to what I'm about to share. It is true somehow. Listen carefully. It is true somehow that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not question us about that which we have done unknowingly. In fact, there are other categories of people where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never going to ask them about their actions. Who are they, you may ask? Category number one, those who perhaps did something by mistake, unintentionally. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Indeed, actions will be judged based on one's intention. So if you did something by mistake as a result of a human error, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not question you about what you did. Category number two, people who perhaps have done something while in a state of unconsciousness. Perhaps those who walk while asleep due to some disorder or the like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never question them about what they have done. Third category, people who perhaps were forced into something, forced to do something which is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never question them about their action. And fourthly, those who are insane, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have tested their brain or their mind to not think rationally like the rest of us. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْمَجْنُونِ حَرَجٌ. A person with a disease of madness or insanity will not be blamed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never question such a person about what they did. And last category, the category of my students, or the favorite to my student, is the state of ignorance. Allah may not question you necessarily about what you didn't know. However, my brothers and sisters in Islam, definitely Allah will question you about why you didn't know. So He will not question you perhaps about what you didn't know or what you did unknowingly, but definitely He will be questioning you about why actually you didn't know. Why were you ignorant? What were you doing? What were you actually doing all these years? Were you spending too much hours on social media? Were you watching TV series after TV series after another TV series after a film, songs, music, sports, matches, tournaments? What were you doing all these years that prevented you from knowing your religion? Because believe it or not, my brothers, my sisters in Islam out there who are listening and watching me, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةً. The seeking of knowledge is an obligatory duty. عَلَى كُلِّ مُؤْمِنٍ وَمُؤْمِنَةٍ. Upon every believer, male or female. So there is no excuse for not knowing. Be careful. Don't try to avoid knowledge on the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not question you about what you did unknowingly, because definitely He will ask you, why didn't you know? The title of today's lesson, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, is Ignorance is an Illness and Its Remedy is to Ask. Ignorance is an illness and its remedy is to ask. This is the declaration that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam made, that ignorance is actually a disease, an illness. One of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that he and a group of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ traveled along with him on a journey. And while they were traveling, one of their companions were struck on his head by a stone that left a deep wound on his head. Later on that same night, he experienced what is known as wet dream, which necessitates a complete bath before performing your salah. So he inquired from his companions to perform what is known as tayammum or dried ablution. He did not feel well that night. He was sick. He just had an open wound on his head. So he told him, can I just make dried ablution instead of actual wudu with water? So they told him, no, we don't see that you can have a concession for dried ablution because number one, you are in a state of janaba. You have just experienced a wet dream, so that requires a complete shower. And number two, the water is available and you can move. So no, you must perform a complete bath before your prayers. As a result, he followed their advice, he took a shower, and later on, perhaps his sickness was intensified and as a result, he passed away. Now the story reaches the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now listen what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he heard what had happened. He said, قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that they have killed him. May Allah kill them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed against them. Look at the weight of the mistake that they have made, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that made the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray against them. قَتَلُوهُ قَتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ. They have killed him. May Allah kill them. And then he concluded, أَلَمْ يَكُنْ شِفَاءُ الْعِيِّ السُّؤَالِ. Isn't it that the cure for ignorance is to ask, wasn't it better for those who didn't know? Others who have the knowledge. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge who spend and dedicated their entire life for knowledge if you simply don't know. But don't try to act on your behalf, on behalf of your mind and whims and desires, and try to come up with conclusions, especially when it comes to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it better for those who are sick with the disease of ignorance to ask? This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. So my brothers, my sisters in Islam out there, be careful. Don't just act based on your whims and desires. Ask, inquire, question. And when you ask, be ready to receive. Don't argue, don't debate. Don't develop this sickness of why. And I'm not suggesting that Islam is based on blind faith, no. But it is not to be taken entirely by logic. Sometimes there are things that are beyond our capacity to even understand. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just made it unknown to us. Why? To test our level of submission. The meaning of Islam is to submit. Submit your will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, ask. But when you get the information, when you receive the knowledge, then apply, practice. And in the process of applying the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practicing it, convey it to others. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَة. Convey on my behalf even a single ayah. That single ayah that you will convey to others will cure their ignorance in that area. So remember, ignorance is an illness. And its remedy is very simple, is to ask. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a beneficial knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us through this knowledge. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Allahumma arzuqna ilman nafi'an. Jazakumullahu khairan, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Looking forward to seeing you again, insha'Allah ta'ala, in the next episode. So please don't forget to share this video with others. Jazakumullahu khairan once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.